Tim J. Henley presents Subdivisions. A journey through some of the best classic and prog rock.
We'll be right back. Hocus Pocus by Focus. Lovely. Welcome back to the second half of the show. Just wanted to say that on that last track before the news, the long song, Lazy by Deep Purple, from the live, double live album, made in Japan. So probably, again, one of my favourite live double albums, especially on the vinyl. But oh, I remember buying it back in the day, and I just wanted to say that, but I was running short of time before the news, so I'm saying it now. Anywho, let's play something by Ambrosia.
Thank you. Sports Radio.
Tim J. Henry.
Evening show.
Okay then, people. This is that time now. We're doing the Iron Maiden song, followed by an Iron Maiden sound-alike band. Well, obviously, they're getting a little bit weaker now, the sound-alike-ness of them. Still a little bit Iron Maiden-ish. Got the same sort of feel as my idea, not necessarily sounds like them. We're going to go with them. Maybe do one or two more. But obviously, they're getting less like Iron Maiden, you know what I mean. So first up, Iron Maiden, and there's a song called Speed of Light from the Book of Souls. And we're going to follow that up with a band called Living Evil. Who now? And a song called Crossbones. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Living Evil and a song called Crossbones. Quite piratey, I feel, obviously. But yeah, that's, as I say, we'll do maybe one more, maybe two, depends on what I find, really. But bands that sound like Iron Maiden, and as I say, they're getting less like Iron Maiden in a way, because we had the best ones first. Oh, maybe I should have saved one for the end. Oh, well, never mind. let's play some Symphony X.
This is Dave Brooks from Brooksy's Dance Bangers.
I can't get
no sleep. Join me on a Saturday night from 7 till 9 on Whitehorse Radio. Whitehorse Radio. Tune in for 2 hours of a dance floor classics and tunes from the 80s, 90s and to date, including your shouts and a request. So see you then, 7 till 9 on a Saturday night. Get your dancing shoes on and strut your funky stuff.
I can't get no sleep.
My name's Andy Doubley and I'm delighted to tell you about my show Scar Plus, which you can hear only on Whitehorse Radio, Saturdays at 11 a.m. So if you're a fan of Scar and reggae music, old and new, some mods, some new wave, some two-tone, even a little bit of Britpop and Northern Soul thrown into the mix for good measure, this is a show for you. It's called Scar Plus, Saturdays, 11 a.m. only on Whitehorse Radio.
Thanks, Andy. Okay, I'm going to play you two tracks now that are completely unrelated. There's no link to between them at all, but they've got the same DNA, in my opinion. I'll talk to you after about them. Here we go.
Looks wild, wild. Yes!
Alrighty then, so did you get the kind of same feel as me? So first one, obviously Dave Lee Roth, and what did I play? I can't remember. Yankee Rose. And then this is a song called Go For Soda by Kim Mitchell. Now Kim Mitchell was the lead guitar and singer for Max Webster, and then he went solo back in the late 80s, early 90s, something like that. I feel, when I listen to Kim Mitchell tracks, that is very much like David Lee Roth when he went solo. So these two guys went solo from their bands and they just got the same sort of feel, that kind of Americanism, poppy, rocky pop thing going on. And I just feel a very, very similar DNA. So I don't know if you knew Kim Mitchell, and I've chucked him in there for you to peruse. So he's got quite a few songs out there, a couple of albums worth listening to, because he was great when he was with Max Webster and he's great now. But it's, yeah, it's quite Americanism sort of thing going on, so we didn't really hear much about him over here. So there you go, Kim Mitchell. And while we're talking about Canadian singers and songers and players and guitarists, and let's play some Rush. We'll be right back.
music from across the decades.
White Horse Radio.
The Night Shift.
Tim J. Henley.
Okay, so there you go. Rush and Caravan from their last studio album, Clockwork Angels. Brilliant stuff. Okay then, so one more song and then we've got the long song. So just before we play the long song, we'll have a bit of Wobbler. This is a song called Naiad Dreams. He takes a breath in there like he's going to sing another song, and he does, and it's linked on the album, but obviously that's that song done. Anyway, right, time to play the long song up to the end of the show, the 7 o'clock news. I better get a rig along because it's quite long and I'm not going to fit it in probably, and I shouldn't really play this song on its own because it's part of a concept album and this is kind of right in the middle, but there we go, it's a long song, it's going to be played now. Thanks for joining me everybody, I'll see you next week. We're signing off with Dream Theater and Beyond This Life from the fantastic album Metropolis, Scenes from a Memory. See you next week.
Whitehorse Radio News in association with AJH Procurement, award-winning buying specialist for the construction industry.